What?
When?
Why?
I am curious.
Yes, it is time for Am I Curious, where you ask the question, we dig up the answer. Here's today's question.
This is Dan Major from Clinton Township, Michigan, and I'd like to know why so many international Olympic figure skaters train in Metro Detroit.
It's a timely question with the South Korea Winter Olympics right around the corner. To find the answer, we turn to the Detroit Skating Club in Oakland County in Bloomfield Township. It's one of several facilities in Michigan that turn out big-named Olympic skaters, names like Tara Lipinski, Federica Fiala, Massimo Scali, Virginia Baxter, to name just a few. Jared Swallow and his skater partner and wife, Elizabeth Punsellen, are five-time U.S. national champions in ice dancing, and they competed twice in the Olympics. These days, Jared Swallow is the managing director of the Detroit Skating Club. Jared, welcome.
Hi, Cindy. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
And Yuka Sato skated for Japan in two Olympics. She was a world champion, and these days she's a national, international, world, and Olympic coach and choreographer for the Detroit Skating Club. Yuka, good to have you with us.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks for having me.
It's exciting to talk to you, and I'll say I am a skating fan, so I'm personally having a very happy moment as I get to talk to two tremendous skaters. So, Jared, how did this come to be that Michigan is such a strong training ground that brings athletes from around the world? When and why did that happen for Michigan?
Well, I think one of the reasons we're more global today than we were is that we've got coaches that have immigrated from all over the world to set up shop, if you will, in Detroit. And with that, they've attracted an international level of athletes to come and train in Detroit. So compared to when we were training, we're much more global than the 90s, for sure.
Indeed. And the Detroit Skating Club isn't the only club in Michigan where top-tier skaters train. What are some other clubs in Michigan are hotspots for these world-caliber skaters?
We're very lucky. The coaches that have migrated to the state over several decades, they stay because we have facilities that can give them the time and the resources necessary to develop Olympic-level skaters. We've had coaches, actually, that have moved away from our club, and they developed their own programs. One is very successful in Canton, Michigan, at Arctic Edge Figure Skating Club, and also at the Novi City Rink. It's incredible that we have three major training centers within a 45-mile radius, and they attract skaters from all over the world. So it really has become a mecca for training figure skaters to the Detroit area.
Jared, how many international Olympic figure skaters and ice dancers are training right now at the Detroit Skating Club?
Well, Cindy, we have, leading into the Korean Olympic Games, let's see, probably four skaters that have a chance to make the team. One couple in particular from Turkey will have already qualified, so they'll be there. And then we have some young up-and-coming U.S. skaters that have a very good chance. We also have a Japanese pair team that will most likely be competing in Korea for the Japanese team event.
So, Yuka, give us the names of the Japanese pair team you're teaching so we can follow them along with their progress and say, okay, these are skaters from the Detroit Skating Club.
Yes, the pair team that I teach, their names are Miyu Suzaki and Ryuichi Kihara from Japan.
And to help answer Dan's Am I Curious question, we asked Miyu Suzaki and Ryuichi Kihara just what brought them from Japan to the Detroit area.
My name is Miyu Suzaki. I'm 17 years old.
I'm Ryuichi Kihara. I'm 25.
Right now, we train for Japanese national and Hope Olympics. We don't have ice rink in Japan, and we can't practice in Japan, so we came here. They have ice rink and gym and also dance studios, so that's good for us.
There is good coach.
This has to be exciting for you, Yuka, having been on that Olympic journey yourself, and now there you are helping lead these athletes forward on their Olympic path.
Yes, I got to experience the best part of the both worlds, one from being in the United States for the past about 20 years of, you know, living here, working full-time, and being able to work with a lot of American skaters. And at the same time, you know, I still get the taste of supporting right behind the Japanese team.
Yuka, when an international skater says, all right, I'm going to come and train with Yuka Sato, I'm going to the Detroit Skating Club, and I'm going to move halfway around the world, do they do it on their own? Do they come in groups? Do they come with family or training partners? How do you see it work out?
I think it varies really depending on the situation and the people. Sometimes it's one of those things, timing is everything. Just one person comes and then there are a whole bunch of group of people come. It's sort of like following that one person. And sometimes the whole family moves. The Japanese team, the boy who skates, he is 25 years old, so he's here by himself. But his partner, who is only 17, her and her mother came together. So there's a lot of family sacrifices sometimes is to be made in order for the skaters to continue and to achieve their goals.
Yuka, you are a world champion. You are an Olympian from Japan. What made you decide to come coach in Michigan?
It's sort of my fate that I've always had close friends living or going to University of Michigan or some sort that I tend to have a lot of good relationship with this area, which wasn't by my choice, but it was very interesting. And, you know, the reason I'm still here is because of such a wonderful facility that I get to work in, which is Detroit Skating Club. I've taught here for many, many years, but also I've had such a great professional career as a performer. And I can say for both as a coach and a skater, this facility is just so wonderful. We have freedom of having a great quality of training sessions for the skaters. And also we have off-ice aspect of it with the trainers, physical therapist, and some of the other instructors that figure skating need for dance classes and that strengthening, conditioning, and everything is happening under one roof. So for the athletes, it's just wonderful. And also at the same time for the developmental group to be introduced to the sport.
And Jared Swallow, I have to ask you about the big story in the news. What are your thoughts on the ban on Russia competing in the Winter Olympics coming up?
Well, I think, you know, the athletes themselves certainly have their opinions with regards to the integrity of the sport and the integrity of competing clean, but they're all very close. You know, as you mentioned, it's a global sport, but it's also a small world. So I think the athletes are certainly sad that some of their close friends and close competitors have to deal with this.
Jared Swallow, five-time U.S. national champion in ice dancing, two-time Olympic competitor, the managing director of the Detroit Skating Club, and Yuka Sato, 1994 Ladies World Champion, two-time Olympic competitor, and she is a national, international, world, and Olympic coach and choreographer at the Detroit Skating Club. It's been a pleasure to talk to both of you. We want to thank you for helping us out with Am I Curious?
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
And if you've got a question for us to dig into, you can submit it on the Am I Curious page at michiganradio.org.